Cruise Radio is brought to you by InsureMyTrip.com. Travel insurance done right from the people who know travel insurance. Find out more at InsureMyTrip.com.
You are listening to
broadcasting from the InsureMyTrip.com mobile studios. This is Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Cruise Radio. Really do appreciate you being here, my friend. On this episode, Nancy Schroeder from the Family Travel Network. She just returned from a six-night Caribbean sailing, but not just any Caribbean sailing. She did a Carnival live sailing where she saw Lady Antebellum perform on the Carnival Breeze out of Miami. And Nancy will tell us all about the Carnival live experience a little later on in the program. But first, as always, Stuart Sheeran, the cruise guy. What's up, Stuart?
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Good, man. Welcome back. Looks like some contracts have been signed, and Norwegian Cruise Lines may be staying in, or is staying, rather, in New Orleans for a little while.
Yeah, they signed a deal for 4 years with 3 one-year contracts, which essentially is, the agreement is through 2018, which it could be extended through 2021. Contractually, they're joining Carnival Cruise Lines, which is the dominant player in the market. They've got 3 year-round ships now with 600,000 berths. And the NCL contract essentially guarantees that they'll have at least one ship there seasonally.
Cool.
So it's not an annual, not for annual deployments, which could obviously change. But, New Orleans is a very terrific city for the cruise industry. They embrace it a great deal. They support it. And for the ships, it's one of the highest yielding ports in the country. And unfortunately, next year, Royal Caribbean is not going to be in New Orleans. And that's just simply because of the redeployments of ships with Quantum going out to Asia next year. They had to kind of do the musical chairs, and when the music stopped, unfortunately, New Orleans was without a ship.
And another contract, I don't even think the ink's dry on this one yet, Seabourn is getting another cruise ship.
Well, it's actually a very exciting order. I don't think it's too unexpected, Doug. Mm-hmm. As you know, Seabourn sold their 3 original ships over to Windstar, and so as those ships are leaving the fleet, Seabourn would like to replace them. They do have a ship that's already on order that is scheduled for delivery in 16. This is the second ship. It will be a sister ship and will be delivered in the spring of 2018. It's about 40,350 tons and only holds 604 passengers. And, this is an ultra-deluxe ship. It certainly is touted to be the nicest in the world. So it's very good news for not only Seabourn, but for the cruise industry.
You mentioned that Seabourn is an ultra luxury line. What's the difference between luxury and ultra luxury?
Well, it's really the size of the ships. It's the quality. I mean, you've got, you could say it. They're the luxury. I mean, there are 4 luxury brands: Crystal, Seabourn, Silversea, and Regent. And these ships are just beyond what is available today. And, I'd say that Regent, the Regent Explorer, which is on order from Regent Seven Seas, these are supposed to be beyond what we know in the luxury market. So that's why we're kind of calling them ultra luxury.
Gotcha. Okay. Fair enough. Majesty of the Seas, one of the Royal Caribbean ships, leaving Miami for good this time. Where's she going?
Well, it's sad. She's going to be redeployed to Royal Caribbean's Pullman Tour brand, which is based in Spain. It's sad for me, Doug, because back in 1992, that was my first 7-night Caribbean cruise. Mm-hmm. 213 cruises ago. But it's good for Pullman Tour. They're going to get some additional ships. It frees Royal Caribbean up because Miami is really needed a newer ship, considering some of the other ships that are now sailing on the 3 and 40 market. I would be surprised if one of the Vision class ships are moved in to take its place, but it's good. She is the last of the sovereign of the 3 sovereign class ships: Sovereign, Monarch, and then Majesty.
Well, the show must go on. And speaking of Majesty of the Seas leaving Miami, Miami getting the crown for the world's busiest cruise port in 2014. Did I read that correctly?
You did, and it's just an ongoing statistic, Doug. They did have 4.77 million cruise passengers embarking and debarking Port of Miami, Port Everglades in Fort Lauderdale retook the number two position at 3.88 million. And then you had Canaveral at 3.86 million. I think there was only about a 15,000 passenger spread difference. Port Canaveral's recent rise has been in large part because of the ships that are using Port Canaveral as a port. I think they're getting about 600,000 or 700,000 passengers from the Northeast, you know, the New York and Baltimore-based ships as they're making their way to, you know, Florida, Bahamas, and the Caribbean. But, you know, it still counts. I mean, all